Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by the Foundation at Hearst Castle, where donors and members experience exclusive events that recreate what it was like to be a guest of William Randolph Hearst, from swimming in the iconic Neptune Pool to dining in Hearst's private guesthouse overlooking the Pacific Ocean. The Foundation at Hearst Castle's ongoing mission is to support the conservation and restoration of Hearst Castle while offering youth programs for underserved students. Discover how you can become a member by going to foundation@hearstcastle.com and learn how you can support this unique and invaluable mission.
My name is Becky McGurra.
I'm Tom Wilmer.
Here we are right on the outskirts of Nashville, Tennessee.
Well, you know, we're in Franklin, which is such a lovely community. Right next to Nashville.
Leaper's Fork in the other direction.
Absolutely. Just on the other side of Franklin. So I'm so glad you're back in Tennessee, Tom. This is awesome.
Yeah, I look forward every time in hopes that you're around.
Well, thank you. I love it here. You know, I'm a native Tennessean, so.
We met in Cookeville when you were at the PBS station there. Yeah.
That's right. And I've been very fortunate to have a wonderful career in Cookeville. Mm-hmm. And then to be able to just, you know, come on down 80 miles plus down the road. To be the CEO of Nashville Public Television is like a dream.
That is so cool.
It is so cool. Yeah. And I have a wonderful team and a wonderful community. And Tennessee's really wonderful in that we've got six PBS stations that work really well together to cover things for the state. But then we are hypersensitive to our communities. So it works well.
Interesting. And you also do productions here that might be nationwide?
Yes, we're working on a mini Pearl documentary right now that will go nationally. And, you know, it's amazing to me, Minnie Pearl was such an iconic humanitarian, but also just this comedian, this woman in a time when women artists did not have a whole lot of opportunities. And she is so Nashville. Mm-hmm. And every country music star knows Minnie, except for maybe a younger generation just starting to learn who she is. Mm-hmm. If you tour around Nashville downtown, you're going to go into, like if you go into one of the hotels or eat at one of the restaurants, you'll see these iconic images of Minnie Pearl. And I see people coming through that maybe they don't know who she is. So we're going to tell that story, Tom. We're telling that Minnie Pearl
the
story.
The rebirthing of the...
That's right.
I love it.
Barb Hall is the producer. Mm-hmm. Our team has been working on it for over a year. And we have so many legendary country music stars, comedy stars.
That are still here in town.
Well, some are in town. Some we flew out to LA to interview.
Wow.
Some we flew to Colorado to interview. Katie Lang, we flew to Canada to interview. To make sure that we got people who remembered Minnie Pearl and what she provided for folks who needed that extra help.
Well, I know Maggie Britton Bond.
Yes.
Speaks reverentially of her.
Yes.
And that friendship.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, I think she was so true to Nashville, but so true to people who made this industry what it is, this just amazing community and industry. One of the performers talked about that she wished she had been more open to Minnie because she knew Minnie would have been an advocate for her.
Right.
She's an openly gay woman, and she just said, you know, I wish at the time I'd recognized that Minnie would have been okay with me.
Oh, interesting.
And that I could have talked to her about that.
But she was just kind of scared.
She was a little scared. Well, yeah, because, you know, it's not always been a kind industry to the LGBTQ community. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, that's changing. But I think hearing the impact that Minnie could have had on folks is tremendous. So I can't wait for people to see this. There's going to be a theatrical release. It's going to be a Fathom event nationwide. So I hope people will take advantage of that and go see it and let us know.
Are there going to be any secrets revealed, any untold stories?
You know, she lived a pretty good life, pretty clean life. So I don't think you're going to see anything like that. I think it's more about...
not more neutral, you know. Things that nobody ever thought to share.
I just think it's her impact. Mm-hmm. I think that's what people are going to be surprised about. Here's what's really interesting. Garth Brooks named a child after Minnie. Wow. There's a number of country music stars that named their children after Minnie.
Oh, fascinating.
And you don't know that until you hear these stories.
Doesn't Minnie Pearl exist anymore in a new incarnation in Nashville?
Well, there are people who emulate the character. There are some people who Minnie actually shepherded and really encouraged them to kind of take on the persona. So there are a few people who do that. But
more in her passion and her...
Right.
Living and sharing and
yes.
giving.
I don't,
does that exist anymore here?
I would say there are some. Mm-hmm. There are some that are that kind of human. Mm-hmm. But they're not many.
Yeah.
And they're not many.
Mm-hmm. So it's time, place, contextuality.
Yep.
And that luxury of a generation that's gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
They had that slowness, that time to digest.
Right. And, you know, I think because she had that alter ego, I mean, she was Sarah Cannon. She was a refined woman who grew up going to Ward Belmont finishing school. So she was a highly educated woman, but she created this character of mm-hmm. Minnie Pearl.
And everybody believed it.
And yes. And it was based on her as this, you know, Grinder Switch was a fictional place. It wasn't a real place.
Uh-huh.
But she knew women. She knew Southern women who embodied many of the wonderful, warm characteristics. And you'll hear her say in this documentary that what Minnie Pearl really is about is love. Mm-hmm. She's about love.
How cute.
Yeah, it's so good. I can't wait for you to see it.
Yeah, so when do I get to see it? When does it go live?
Well, the theatrical release will be after the first of the year, early 2023. Mm-hmm. It'll be in theaters across the country. It's called Facing the Laughter, the story of Minnie Pearl. And then we are sending it to PBS and their flagship properties to see which one might consider putting it out as a national documentary on public television.
But it's a production of Nashville Public Television.
That's correct. Yeah. It is a Nashville Public Television mm-hmm. produced documentary. Barb Hall is an independent producer who's produced a lot for National. She is our producer of the show, but our team has really bonded together and created this. And I came into the project. Mm-hmm. I didn't get to start with the project, but I've been on board for the last year plus. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait to see them. It's so wonderful. You know what? I will tell you, I've not one time have I not sat down and watched the opening or the trailer and not just cried from it because it is moving. If you're from here or you mm-hmm. just are a fan of country music, you have to recognize how important her story is.
That's really cool. Okay. So that comes out.
Yes.
Then what happens in Becky McGrew's life?
Oh, it's never a dull moment now, Tom. You know that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm working on a number of things. We've got a couple of new series we're working on at MPT. In fact, I'm producing myself a series. You know, I've had 10 plus seasons of interviews, a show called One-on-One with Becky McGrew when I was at WCTE. And when I got to Nashville, I really wanted to do something different, a different idea.
Mm-hmm.
And so I am just now starting to produce a show called Clean Slate with Becky McGrew. And the idea is, what would you do with a clean slate? So, Tom, I'm going to get you on sometime when you're in town. And we're just now starting to get mm-hmm. this off the ground. It'll be early 2023 when we'll launch this. We're going to launch 6 shows mm-hmm. at first. We'll have some social elements.
Have you turned that on yourself?
No. Well, you know, I will say no, yeah. I haven't. But I will say that's where the idea came from.
Uh-huh.
The idea came because when I left Cookeville, you know, I'd been at WCTE for decades.
Yeah.
And I'd been in public media. And while this is still public media, it's a really different market and it's a really different station. It's a mm-hmm. large station. And so for me, this really has been a clean slate. Mm-hmm. I was born and raised in Cookeville.
I always remember that you had subscribers and had to put a TV antenna up.
Absolutely. I did help them. I know how to help you turn your antenna pole so that you can pick up your local public television station. And I do believe, well, you know, I'm just so passionate about public media and how important it is, public radio, public TV. I believe it is essential to our democracy. Mm-hmm. I believe it is essential to our education, our and being informed citizenry. But I also think it is the one medium that just inspires us. Your show inspires us. And that's what I want this Clean Slate series. I want to take people who maybe our audience thinks they know, and they've seen them perform in a particular way. And I want to have a real, just kind of one-on-one conversation like we're doing, but ask them that question. If you, you know what, if you were given a clean slate, what would that feel like for you?
Really powerful.
Yeah. And so far, I've only had one interview so far. I'm banking them up. I'm going to get all six of them. And there'll be all different genres of business, music, you know, could be just inspirational. It's mainly going to be about the individual, but our primary conversation's about what would you do with that change.
I love it.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fun. And when I talk to people about it, about the concept, they're really excited. And part of why they're excited is they say, you know, people ask me a lot about my music career or whatever it is. They said, but rarely do they do this in a, from a personal standpoint of, what are you looking at that's different?
Yeah.
So I'm excited about it.
All right. To learn more about your world, where would somebody go?
Well, they can go to our Facebook page. You know, Nashville Public Television has a Facebook page. But they can also go to WMPT.org. And check us out there. And, you know, I appreciate folks. They're welcome to give me a call at the station. If they're ever in Nashville and they just want to learn more, I love this city. I've always loved this city, even when I was 80 miles down the road. And, you know, I know you know that. You know what a wonderful state Tennessee is and how hospitable people are and how much they want you to be here. They care about you. They'll help you. And that's what I want Nashville Public Television to be. I want them to be that partner for you to find the next exciting story or the next country music star or just help you in your day-to-day life with the wonderful content from PBS and from all across the country in public media, including what we're producing ourselves.
Awesome.
My name is Becky Magura, and I'm the president and CEO of Nashville Public Television.
Awesome. What a pleasure. I'm so glad we got to meet up.
Absolutely. I hope you'll be back.
I plan on it.
All right. Next time you come back, Tom, I'm going to take you on a honky-tonk tour. How about that?
Wow.
I know several. We'll do the Tom and Becky tour.
I'm signing up for that one. I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from Tennessee. We'll see you here.
Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by the Foundation at Hearst Castle, where donors and members experience exclusive events that recreate what it was like to be a guest of William Randolph Hearst, from swimming in the iconic Neptune Pool to dining in Hearst's private guesthouse overlooking the Pacific Ocean. The Foundation at Hearst Castle's ongoing mission is to support the conservation and restoration of Hearst Castle while offering youth programs for underserved students, preserving the past and inspiring future generations of dreamers. These children experience a world of science, technology, engineering, art, and math at Hearst Castle STEAM, along with studying the legacy of Julia Morgan, one of the most important women in the history of engineering and architecture. The Foundation at Hearst Castle not only changes the lives of children, but also provides lifetime memories and unrivaled experiences for our generous donors and members. Discover how you can become a member by going to foundationathearstcastle.com and learn how you can support this unique and invaluable mission. You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
This is Roseanne Cash, and I'm sitting here with Tom Wilmer. Please support your local NPR station.
I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. If I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.
Well, I'll be turning 33 next Friday morning. Friday morning 15 years ago, my grandfather called me to his bedside, and he told me there was something I should know. He said, don't stray too far from the land, boy. The land will one day set you free. When the cities all are dying, the folks up there are crying, the land will save you, wait and see. So I loaded up my car and moved to Denver to work a job and chase big city dreams. But I never found the life I really wanted till I came back home to Leaper's Fork, Tennessee. He said, don't stray too far from the land, boy. The land will one day set you free. When the cities all are dying, the folks up there are crying, the land will save you, wait and see. It didn't hit me quite as hard then as those words come through today. But in the chaos all around me, I can still hear Grandpa say, don't stray too far from the land, boy. The land will one day set you free. When the cities all are dying, the folks up there crying, the land will save you, wait and see.